BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, actual Hollywood A-list star Mark Wahlberg comes in to talk about his new film Two Guns and his previous life as a rapper. Tara Reid, we speak to her on the phone about Sharknado, which is on TV tonight. Scott versus Chris, challenge three is silence the coffee shop, and Chris is getting all stressed again because he's got to be an usher at his sister's wedding this weekend. Okay, it's your turn to do Hollywood face, Chris. Go.
I can't do it.
Do it.
I can't do it.
The music lends itself, darling. Yes!
I'm never doing that ever again.
Glee face. Good morning. Thank you, Dev. God, I really wish there was a fly on the wall TV show done about Radio 1 sometimes. Just so you could see us just literally before we go on air in the morning.
Well, it'd be boring because we don't talk. We
all
sit here in silence. And this music plays and the mics go on and then it all changes.
Literally no one talks before. There's me slumped over the desk just before we go on air.
I was asleep 30 seconds ago.
Just a couple of people behind the glass looking a bit vacant. Some people drinking coffee, trying to stay awake. And then as soon as that music comes on, it's like, oh, we better do it.
A man to the left of me hits me and tells me to do a Hollywood face.
That's actually happened to me before on air, on Radio 1.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I was doing earlys, the record just completely finished and someone had to go, stop! It's finished, the song's finished. And then you just go, Radio 1, good morning.
But we're on, here we are.
We are definitely on. And it's Wednesday morning, so it is hump day.
Oh, are we on hump day then?
What don't you understand about hump day?
I don't know, humps.
It's because it's like Monday, Tuesday, you're going up the ramp. And there's the hump. And then Thursday, Friday, back down. So it's hump day. It's quite American.
So we're just about to mount the hump, are we?
Yes.
We're not over it yet.
No, you're mounting the hump.
We're ascending the hump.
By the end of the day, you would have accomplished the hump. You'll be right in it. This morning, we've got Tara Reid off Sharknado and Mark Wahlberg. Now, that's a show, isn't it, in itself?
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I feel really boring at the moment.
Why?
Because you come in here every day going, oh, last night I went to an open mic night, and then I went to see a film, and then it's like, I haven't done anything. I've got nothing interesting to say this morning.
I invited you out.
I was in bed already. I was watching Lindsay Lohan present Chelsea Lately on E!
What's that, please?
It's like a chat show hosted by this older lady who is quite rude. And it's quite famous in America. But Lindsay Lohan was guest host on her own because Chelsea's away and she's just literally come out of rehab. So everyone in America is watching it to see if it was any good or not.
Yeah.
Don't know what's happened to her face, but she was actually quite good.
Do you know what my problem is? I'm going out, you're right, but I'm going out on my own because I don't want to be sociable.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm quite tired. So I went to an open mic night last night on my own, which is kind of weird.
Did you speak to anyone while you were in there?
No, but it was one of those nights where it was quite, like, sort of, you know where the music's quite farmy, acoustic-y?
That would just send me to sleep.
And I sat there with a pint and just sort of contemplated life.
Oh, God.
It was quite deep, really. It was
right, this is why we don't need to do this show for any longer than 2 weeks, because actually, if you strip it back there, you are drinking on your own and no friends, listening to Farm. See, if that was me, I would... Because when I get tired, you know how inappropriate I get?
Yeah.
I'd just be going...
Wouldn't it be great if someone did that one of these nights?
As soon as any acoustic comes on, I'd be like... good. Yeah, that's what happened. When I did earlys, I used to often have a wine on my own, not even in my house, like out. I didn't really want anyone else to speak to me. It's a slippery slope, that is. Don't want to be doing that. But I do feel quite boring compared to you. You've been to see a film on your own. You've had a drink on your own listening to some Farm.
Well, we're doing
what have
this
I done with my life? Nothing.
Why don't we do more together? Why don't we make it a thing? Why don't we actively go and do more? Why don't we go do something today? Let's go feed the ducks or something. There's not that much to do. That's the problem. At 2 in the afternoon, there's not that much.
We could go bowling.
could go bowling, yeah. Yeah.
The most exciting thing that's happened to me in the last 24 hours since we last spoke, listeners, my Wi-Fi's got off.
I thought you can say my wife as something. I was like,
my wife has left me.
Most exciting thing that's happened to me, my Wi-Fi's left. My wife has left me.
Not on anymore. Connection to the server failed when I woke up this morning.
Oh, my word, you must hate that, though.
Can you imagine? What am I supposed to do with that Wi-Fi? Nothing. To turn it off, isn't it? Rely on the 3Gs.
My wife has left me.
My wife has left me. So this morning, we have loads going on. Tara Reid is going to be on. Sharknado is on tonight. Sharks, Tornado,
enough said.
Someone claiming to be the director of Sharknado has already emailed me this morning.
It's a bit of a weird email account, though. I saw this one.
It's a Yahoo.
It's a bit like if I made up that I was the director of Sharknado, I'd probably make an account like that.
It's sharknadodirector@yahoo.com.
No, it's not.
Obviously, this is an email I received at work because it doesn't work at home, so I wouldn't get any emails.
Mm.
But he says, heard you were organising a Sharknado viewing party. Thanks for the support. I'd be happy to call in on the show in the morning if you want to chat. I've also attached the Sharknado theme song for the end titles of the film.
But this is amazing. Even if it's not the director of Sharknado, and this is just someone trying to pretend so they can get their song played, I'm quite keen to now hear this song.
I am, because it's called The Ballad of Sharknado.
Right, okay.
Why is there a ballad? It's sharks in a tornado eating people in LA. It doesn't call for a ballad.
I don't know whether I want this to be the actual director of Sharknado now or just someone trying to pretend.
Can we look him up? His name's Anthony Ferrante. Even that sounds made up, doesn't it?
Okay, I'm going to see if I can get hold of a clip of this song as well.
Okay. So, Tara Reid, talking about Sharknado, it's on tonight on Sci-Fi Channel. And I think probably the best film since Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, which is a few years ago now. So Tara Reid, who is the star of the film, and of course American Pie and a couple of other American Pies, will be on this morning. And then after 8 o'clock, you can hear Mark Wahlberg. I went to see his new film the other day with Denzel Washington called Two Guns. Really good.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This email that I've had from the director of Sharknado, it does seem to be the guy. He is known for his work on Sharknado 2013, Boo 2005, and Scream of the Banshee 2011. He's an actual Hollywood director there. I've heard the Ballad of Sharknado now, if anyone wants to hear a little bit of it. Do you want to hear it?
I would love to.
This is the email he sent. He attached this. It's Sharknado Day. It's on tonight on Sci-Fi. Let's all watch it. It's going to be great. Tara Reid's going to be on a bit later. About 7:45, we'll speak to Tara Reid, the star of Sharknado, Sharks and Tornadoes.
Go, 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 go. Run away from the Sharknado. It's your greatest foe, foe, foe. Don't want to get eaten by Sharknado.
OMG.
I like it.
Quite jolly considering that he's about to get eaten by a Sharknado. We're all gonna die.
Take that twist and you will shout. Those fish are gonna take you out. It's got teeth, it's got teeth. Destruction is all it needs. No, 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 no. Run away from the Sharknado. Blood is gonna flow, flow, flow.
Sounds really happy about it, doesn't he? Anyway, it goes on like that, really. So. Listen to this. Here we go. Radio 1.
Bombs are gonna explode, blow, blow. We're all gonna die in a Sharknado, Sharknado.
It's on tonight.
Sharknado.
Watch it, it's great.
Sharknado.
Tonight at 9 o'clock on Sci-Fi, a freak hurricane sweeps thousands of sharks into the air, bringing a whirlwind of terror and teeth to Los Angeles. It's Sharknado. Tara Reid who is in the film a lot, but she's kind of fighting the sharks. She'll be on at 7:45. This is the theme. Also, has anyone else noticed? Same. Vaccines. Thank you, James, for pointing that out.
Oh my word, it is, isn't it?
Same. That's really good, that Miley Cyrus song. And good news, she's announced what her new album's going to be called. She did it last night on Twitter.
You text me this as well. You were very excited. What was it again?
New album's going to be called Bangers.
Bangers, that's the one.
With the Z.
Yeah.
With the Z. Because every song on it, she says, is a banger.
Okay. I mean, is it the same over there?
I don't think...
Has that been thought through?
It doesn't mean in America, no. I don't think.
Okay.
But has it been thought through? No.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Right, so this morning, loads going on. We have got Tara Reid off of Sharknado at 7:45. She'll be on the phone from America. Before you see her tonight on your TV, battling sharks in the middle of a fierce tornado. They're already talking about Sharknado 2, so, I mean, it's been big in America. It's on tonight for the first time on UK television on Sci-Fi at 9 o'clock. Tara Reid at 7:45. Then, just after 8 o'clock, Mark Wahlberg will be on. Another Hollywood A-list. An actual one. Mark Wahlberg.
Legend.
He is a legend. So you'll hear him just after 8 o'clock this morning. 8:45, there's going to be another Scott versus Chris challenge. I think we should say what it is. So today we've been doing that thing that we sometimes do on our normal show, which is 1 till 4, where we go and silence a restaurant or silence a coffee shop. You know in films where someone normally bangs the table and says something ridiculous like, "That's because your sister's a lesbian!" or whatever. And the whole place that was kind of chatty and had a little buzz of chat about it just goes completely silent. But does it only happen in movies? So it's me versus Chris.
It's a good one, this, because I've not heard yours yet.
I haven't heard yours. So we went into a coffee shop, both of us, yesterday, and we tried to silence it by saying something really loud and slightly inappropriate. But who's going to win? It's one each so far. I won on Monday. You won yesterday.
Yeah.
So another Scott versus Chris challenge coming up. And that'll be at 8:45. Lots happening today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Ben calling from Southampton.
Good morning, Ben.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I was listening to the show yesterday and I work in a bank and you were talking about the cash machines. I thought, I deal with these every day and I haven't actually checked that before.
So you work in a bank?
Yes.
And we were saying yesterday that the noise that the cash machine makes when it gives you the cash, someone told me that wasn't real. But then I had loads of people on saying that it is real, and then how would it count out the money otherwise?
I service them every day and I had the same thought. I was like, I haven't actually seen a speaker. So I went down and checked, but...
So you went to check inside the cash machine?
Yes, yeah, had a look around.
Yeah.
I've got the instructions manual. And basically, there's several spinning belts that collect the cash from each of the cassettes.
Yeah.
And then they load them up to the top. And then that's the actual noise you hear. It's them spinning and collecting the notes out.
So that means the noise isn't going through a speaker, right? This is a real noise.
It is a real noise, unlike the cars.
Oh, okay. So the noise is real. That's the ATM counting the money.
Yeah. It's the belts that are moving inside. They're quite loud. So you don't really hear much on the side of the customer. But when you're behind it and you've got the safe door open, it's pretty noisy.
Oh, you see, that clears it up, really, because it was sort of 50-50 yesterday with people saying the sound was real and 50% of people saying the sound wasn't real and that they just put it on just for a laugh or something.
I can 100% confirm that it is a load of mechanics making a lot of noise.
But I was told that it was just a noise they put on to make you think that it's counting out the money, but that actually doesn't do anything.
To be honest, I thought that as well. When I heard it on the show, I was like, that actually is quite plausible. But when I went down and checked, I was like, no speaker. Just a lot of noisy moving parts.
But the bit about the Japanese hybrids from yesterday is real. That is real.
I can't believe that. That's ridiculous.
If you missed this yesterday, we were saying, you know, hybrid cars, electric cars are really quiet. In Japan, they're worried about having accidents and about people not hearing them because they're so quiet. So what you have to do is you put a noise of your choice coming from your hybrid car. So it makes a noise, even though they don't really.
Hang on. Okay, I can see how that would work.
So this is the noise that someone's put on their car in Japan to make sure you can hear it coming.
That's pretty creepy.
At least you know the car's coming, though, and to get out of the road.
Yeah. But then I wouldn't think that's a car coming. I think that's some kind of hovercraft.
Yeah, true, or a spaceship or something.
Yeah, you still get out of the way, though.
My favourite my favourite was the noise that you wanted for your car.
Oh, here's Mills. What would you have, do you think?
That's a good question.
I've got one here for you if you want.
Yeah, let's go. Let's hear
okay,
it.
So imagine you're driving an electric car in Japan, but there's some pedestrians. They can't hear your car. So this is the noise you put on it, all right?
Okay.
It's constant Jesse J. Just warbling away. They'll soon get out of the way.
I need to get a hybrid now.
Got that run away, wouldn't they? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, enough. It's too early.
Also, I've got another one here, Chris. Imagine you're driving your hybrid. Mm. You're in Japan. Let's say Tokyo. Driving your car. Look, there's some people. They can't hear you. Oh, they can hear you now.
It's a good shout. I like this because the electric car in its very nature is one of the most unthreatening things in the world.
Not now, it isn't.
I love the idea of pulling around the corner in an electric car to this.
You can put your own noise on. You're allowed to put whatever you want. As long as you put a noise on, then you're all good. Okay, Ben, good to speak to you. Thanks for clearing that up about the cash machines.
That's no problem.
Yeah, impressive homework skills from yesterday's show.
I like it when people follow up on yesterday's show.
Good, good, good.
Hey, listen, we've got Tara Reid to speak to later from Sharknado and Mark Wahlberg, so make sure you keep listening, all right?
Okay, we'll do that.
Mark Wahlberg, 8 o'clock. Right, I'm off in my car now. See you later.
Bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. So many people saying what they'd have on their hybrid because they're silent, just to warn people that they're coming.
Yeah, I've got another one that Ryan suggested here, the Apprentice theme. This
That's
is good, I
shout,
think.
Yeah.
Imagine this coming from your car.
Hello, Margaret.
That's a good idea as well. Have an ice cream van noise. Just you got
not,
just to like excite people and
not
then
very
disappoint.
Threatening. Well, what about the airline that does that fanfare when you land?
Yes.
And then everyone claps. Why? The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hey, our interview with Chloe Moretz, hit girl from Kick-Ass, is everywhere at the moment. If you want to check it today, maybe when you get to work, Radio 1 website, Radio 1 Facebook, Radio 1 Twitter, Radio 1 YouTube. Go ahead and watch it just for this. Startling live realisation on the show yesterday. Now, my friend Chris here did a chat during one of those film junkets in a hotel a few months back with Mila Kunis. And it went viral. Somehow, 11 million people watched it.
What'd you do?
Well,
I don't know. It was a bit of a blur, though.
He didn't really ask her much about the movie she was promoting.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
That was you!
Yeah.
That was the best video ever!
You've
You're
seen
like,
it.
This is my first interview.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, all right. And she was basically asking you questions.
Love that! Get it on Radio 1 YouTube, website, Facebook and Twitter right now. Chloe Moretz from yesterday. Awesome girl. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Go, 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 go. 7:47.
It's your greatest fo-fo-fo. Don't want to get eaten by Sharknadoes.
Sharknadoes on tonight. It's sharks and tornadoes. Not enough said. It's on at 9 o'clock. The reason I'm playing this to you now is because I appear to be on hold to Tara Reid. Listen.
We own 2 Chainz on.
On hold.
Yeah, this is Tara Reid's house.
Amazing.
This is Tara Reid's on hold music.
Hello. Hi. Is that Scott?
Yeah, hi.
Hiya, I've got Tara on the phone for you.
Thank you. Hey, Tara.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Really good, thanks. We're very excited because Sharknado is shown on TV in the UK for the first time tonight.
It's so funny. I mean, if you had ever told me this movie would have become like such a sensational, like, internet media, social media phenomenon, I would have never believed you.
We're all going to be watching tonight.
I mean, I hope that you take it the way you should. I mean, it's over the top, it's campy, it's cheesy, it's ridiculous, and that's what makes it so funny. Like, you can't take it real, like, oh, that could never happen, or, you know, like, because it's come on, tornadoes flying from the sky out of a storm, attacking people in L.A., dying over the freeways. I mean,
that's why I love
it's
it.
It's absurdity. Yeah, so, I mean, if you take it in that way, I think you're really going to have a good time with it, and people that respond to it has been fantastic.
So it's about sharks who get caught up in tornadoes that strike Los Angeles and then just kill people. When you saw the plot, did you think, yep, this is the movie for me?
No, when I first read it, I thought it was so bad. I thought it was the worst thing I ever read. But yeah, because it was so bad, I couldn't stop laughing. Like, I was like, this is the funniest movie ever, because, like, how did someone even think of something like this? I mean, we went on about this forever, and then finally I called my agent. I said, you know what? I'm going to take this movie just for the fun of it.
Yeah, why not?
And I did, and we had, yeah, why not, you know? And then we had so much fun making it, and now it's happened with it. I mean, it's just crazy how things can happen in your life when you least expect them to.
Hey, I'm seeing conflicting reports that you are going to be in Sharknado 2, and then you're not, and then you are again. What's going on with that?
As long as it stays campy and ridiculous, that's what the whole movie is about. If it starts to take itself seriously because it's such a hit and, the whole budget and everything changed, it's not going to be as funny. I mean, it needs to... The whole reason why this movie is what it is because it's such a small budget. You know, there was no sharks there. It's all kind of...
No sharks!
They're not real sharks.
Yeah, they were acting to nothing.
No.
That's what made it so funny.
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah, but I don't know how they even did that. I mean, so when you see our acting compared to the shark stuff, it's hilarious. Like,
wow. I honestly thought there were real sharks there. The acting was so good. So,
no.
Tara, I was chatting to Daniel Radcliffe a couple of weeks ago. You know Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah, I've never met him, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And I pitched him the idea.
Harry Potter.
He loves Sharknado. Yeah. He's like a massive, massive fan of it. So
is he really?
Yes.
Yeah. That is hilarious. So, I didn't know.
He loves it.
So I pitched to him this idea that I've come up with called Tsunamadillo.
Here's Daniel Radcliffe from our show last week.
I would definitely watch that film. Like, if you make that film, I will...
Okay.
You know what? I can maybe finance that film.
Oh, even
let's
better. See,
let's get this going.
Now, before you say yes, Tara, here's the plot.
In a world where climate change has become the biggest threat to the planet, nature is about to fight back in the most unpredictable and deadly way. Tsunamadillo.
So the film is called...
Tsunamadillo.
What are you saying?
I love it. It sounds so ridiculous already.
Daniel Radcliffe's going to... He's going to finance it. He's got the monies.
What is it about?
Well, it's about tsunamis, armadillos. Enough said.
Tsunamadillo.
There you go.
It's a good one.
What do you think if we did Sharknado 2? What should be like the tagline of that one?
What with Sharknado 2?
Enough said.
Sharknado 2. Not again.
Yeah, exactly. Not again. There you go. That's it. That's perfect.
if we were to get you involved.
That's great.
If we were to get you involved in Tsunamadillo, how much money do we need to... how much money
put
do you
by.
Get for this kind of thing?
How much do you want?
Well, Daniel, if he's in it, we'll talk then.
Okay. If I was to that say... £500.
No. Tsunamadillo.
You need to go up.
More than that.
Yeah.
£2,000.
Yeah. No, because it takes too long.
£500,000.
Done.
Tsunamadillo, 500 grand.
Yes. Done. We just negotiated a deal.
Okay, good.
I'll speak to Daniel.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. It's good to know. And he'll be at that. That's like pocket money for him. That's like £5 to him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's like £5 for him.
Hey, Tara Reid. It's great to speak to you. We can't wait to see Sharknado tonight. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Come and see us when you're in the UK.
I would love to. Definitely. Take care.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I think we're ever going to hear from Tara Reid ever again.
I don't think so, no.
I think that's it, isn't it? Tara, I'll come and say hi when we're in the UK. She won't. She won't come. I like that her on-hold music is Two Chains.
Yeah.
Is that in her house, do you think?
I like that we were basically putting in a bidding war for Tara Reid to appear in our made-up film.
You were like, and £2,000.
She was
I no, it takes too long to do.
I didn't know where to price it at, to be honest.
£2,000?
You should have let me carry on.
We even Tara Reid won't do it for £2,000.
But I wanted to know what the tipping point was. You went too high.
Did I?
With half...
What do you reckon she would have done? £5,000?
I reckon £10,000, and she'd be thinking,
maybe. How long is it going to take?
What's happening in the world of showbiz today, please?
Big news. R. Kelly trapped in the closet. Apparently only a couple of months away.
No, what new ones?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is very exciting news, isn't it?
Yes, that's exciting. We serialised the whole thing on my show before.
Yeah.
And people liked it a lot. There was Rosie and the Nosy Neighbour, and Spatula, and... Yeah, it was really good. I can't wait for that. I hope it's not going to be too rude to play on air.
Oh, no, surely not. Surely he knows.
It gets a bit dark towards the end of the last one.
I know, but I'm sure he wants it played on Radio 1. Right?
Yeah, he'll make it radio friendly.
Do you remember? It was a big, big, big thing last
huge,
time.
Huge.
A One Direction documentary is coming out discussing, amongst other topics, their gay fan base and the size of their you-know-whats.
Oh,
made for Channel 4 and aired on August the 15th.
That's not the film, though. That's a different thing.
No, it's very different to the film, I've been told.
Right.
It's called Crazy About One Direction.
Oh, it's got all crazy fans on it, I know. Yeah. I've seen a little bit of that, I think. I've seen it being talked about, but the film is going to be all glossy and American.
And then the only other bit of showbiz news that I could really see for now is side boob is the new LBD.
I knew it!
To one paper.
What were we saying the other day? Who we were talking to about side boob? With Gemma Kearney the other day.
Yeah.
And I was saying, it's a thing. Because when I play my Kavos gigs, side boob seems to be a thing that girls are now doing on purpose. What have you got there, please?
But when this newspaper headline suggests it's the new LBD, what does that refer to?
Little black dress.
Right, okay.
It's how's a minefield,
that,
isn't it?
How's that the same? Anyway, Amanda Seyfried has been spotted with side boob.
Oh, she's coming in next week.
And she's coming in next week,
yes.
Conveniently.
That's handy, isn't it? It's now a thing that you do on purpose, I think.
Side boob?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was a malfunction, was it?
No, but I think it's now a thing. If it's the new LBD, that means they're doing it on purpose.
Well, let's ask her.
That's our first question next week when she comes in. Hi, Amanda Seyfried. Have you done that side boob on purpose? The Scott Mills Daily. Another Scott versus Chris challenge coming at 8:45-ish this morning. Today we try and silence a coffee shop. You know, in films, and also in the Queen Vic in EastEnders quite a lot, someone says something a bit loud and slams the table, and the whole place stops chatting and just goes, and normally looks at the person who's just said the comment. Does it happen in real life? We'll find out. 8:45. Quite confident about this one.
I'm very excited to hear how yours went, because I went for it. And you haven't heard mine yet.
I haven't. So that'll be at 8:45. Did you really shout?
Yep, mate, I went for it.
Okay, good. So, we've got one each so far. I won on Monday on the stuff that's not on the menu challenge. Then yesterday you won with the pie challenge, naming as many pies, getting one person to name as many pies as they could, their favourite pies, until they couldn't think of any more. That'll be at 8:45. Charlie's been on Twitter, really enjoying my Tara Reid impression. It's my new favourite one to do, actually.
I'm not doing it. I just had them help. 500,000.
Okay, we get
got
the
deal. The Scott Mills
Daily. Okay, the cameras are on at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and here is Mark Wahlberg. Hello.
How are you, sir?
Very good. Welcome to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, don't worry. I'm not going to make you shoot a basketball backwards over your head like they made you do on the One Show the other night.
Yeah, that was a...
interesting one, wasn't
interesting.
It?
Interesting. Yeah. Hey, you know, whatever.
Now, I was doing a little internet search last night on you, and... how does it feel to be the first Mark that comes up? You're in front of Mark Zuckerberg off of Facebook.
Really?
That's pretty cool, yeah. Well, the first one.
I'll trade jobs with him, and if he can trade bank accounts.
Now, I love this new movie. I saw it last night, Two Guns. And you and Denzel Washington are brilliant together. Good chemistry. Did you know each other before the film?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've known each other for quite some time. We're actually neighbors. We live on the same street.
Where's that?
In Los Angeles.
Okay, so he could easily just pop around for a cup of sugar or whatever, or just come around and say hi.
Yeah. Is he... Well, he's welcome to come to my house anytime, but I haven't really been invited to his house yet.
Oh, rude.
Once I was, but I wasn't able to go that day, so I think he took offense to that.
Would you watch a movie together, or is that not the kind of thing? Yeah, it must be weird for someone in your profession.
To watch a movie together?
To sort of sit down with Denzel Washington. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
We watched at the premiere together. I mean, there was a lot of other people there, but like us alone together.
Yeah. Sat next to each other?
No, he had his row and I had mine. But he was with his wife. I was with my wife. Mm. But yeah, just us alone sitting in the theater together.
It's a nice thought.
That'd be weird. Yeah. So actually,
one of his movies or mine or just some random movie?
Yeah, any random movie. Number one movie in America last weekend, In Your Face Wolverine. And you team up for this kind of undercover operation involving the CIA and drug traffickers. And the thing I like about it, which is kind of different, is you're trying to outfox each other all the time, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Even though sometimes you're kind of on the same side in the film, you are trying to outdo each other and you don't fully trust each other.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we reluctantly have to help each other in order to survive. But I continuously try to win him over.
Yes.
And he finds me to be very annoying.
It's very funny in parts as well. Is the humor all scripted?
No. We had a good kind of like template, but then we would improvise and play. And
there's even a really funny fart joke, because farts can still be funny.
That was a real fart.
How did they get that on the sound?
It just happened. You know what?
That must be huge.
I had to let it go, and I just let it go, and then I just started stuffing in there with Eddie James Olmos. And all that was improvised about me and Denzel, about we're working together and all that stuff. So it was just constantly playing and trying things.
But they did well to capture the sound on that one then.
Yeah, I mean, they may have amped
the
sound.
You wear a mic. So, no, it was a pretty loud...
Right.
So impressive.
So when you're watching the film, when it comes out... That's a real fart.
So I kept telling Baltazar, he was like, I don't necessarily want to go for the fart jokes now. And I said, okay, just put it in the test screening and see if people laugh.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody laughed on the day, so.
Sorry, is that how it works then? So these test screenings, so people will watch it and then they take out bits depending on how people laugh and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, certainly like a movie like Ted, you know, they have the luxury of having an animated character so they can, you know, Seth was constantly... trying different jokes and what would maybe was crossing the line, what was too offensive. So I remember seeing the first cut of Ted and a lot of the dialogue that we had shot was different. Like all Ted's jokes were changed. I'm like, well, I can't, you didn't let me change my jokes.
You can do what you want with that animation, I suppose.
Yeah. But I mean, you could test things out and see if it works. And if not, you can kind of tone it down or ramp it up.
Cool. There's also a bit where I don't think this was originally supposed to happen, where you and Denzel are hanging upside down by your feet as a raging bull is unleashed upon you.
Yes.
How was that?
That wasn't that much fun.
No, it doesn't look fun.
No, being tied upside down is not fun to begin with, and then working with an animal that doesn't realize you're just making a movie.
Nah. Yeah, you can tell them what you want, but they don't get it.
And they riled that thing up pretty good. You know, they're poking and prodding him, and then...
So you must, I mean, there is an element that you are in a bit of danger there, but obviously, but how much danger would they put Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington?
Not that much. Right. If it's the last day of shooting, you're screwed.
Why?
Because then they've gotten everything they need out of it. Yeah. So, you know, that's the day you might get it, but if it's in the middle of production, you've got a good chance of not getting hurt.
Putting the cameras back on again at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you're on your way to work, not driving, have a look on your phone, on your computer, bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is Mark Wahlberg. I asked for questions from our listeners, and a lot of the guys were like, ask him about what he eats, ask him his routine, ask him all this, because your biceps are bigger than my neck. I'd be interested to know how you keep that in shape.
You know, it really depends on what I'm doing for work, the kind of routine that I'm doing or the regimen that I have. You know, when I did Pain and Gain, I played a bodybuilder, so obviously I wanted to get as big as possible and eating 10, 12 meals a day. And
then did you have to drop the weight again for this
Two
movie?
Guns, yeah. I had like It was like 3 weeks between movies.
So, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I did four movies in the span of 12 months.
So how do you get from being this bodybuilder again to being kind of, not normal, but kind of, you know?
I completely changed my diet, playing basketball 2 hours a day in the morning, just running nonstop, you know.
And your house is a converted airport hangar. The gym.
Yes.
So, is it really $2.5 million worth of gym?
Yes.
What's in there? Everything.
Every piece of equipment you can imagine.
You've got all the treadmills.
No, I think you can go online and see the gym. But, you know, there's a full boxing ring, and then I've got, like, these Kaiser machines and compressors and power plates, which are pretty expensive.
It sounds incredible. Are you tempted to get, like, members joining? No. Denzel Washington could come get involved, maybe?
Denzel could use it any time, but no, I...
30 quid a month just or down something? The
road. You know, it was very convenient, obviously, when we were training for the fighter. You know, Mickey Ward and Dickie Eklund were living at my house, in the guest house, and we had the gym to train, so all the fighters who were in the movie would come over to the house.
That's too cool.
So good. Yeah,
you got a training room and for the trainers for, like, rehab and stuff, massage, all that stuff.
You've got a lot of movies coming out, as you were just saying. You've done a lot this year. Kind of give me a line on each, who you play and what it's about. So let's start with Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor, yes. I play Marcus Luttrell. It's a true story, the worst tragedy in the history of the Navy SEALs. It's probably the movie that I'm most proud of all the films that I've made throughout my career,
right.
Being that it's a true story and such a heroic story.
Pain and Gain?
Pain and Gain is based on a true story as well, where I play a bodybuilder who wants a piece of the American dream but decides to go about it the wrong way. And I play the guy's name is Daniel Lugo. He's currently serving a death sentence in Florida State Prison.
And that was the one that you were
hench
for. More hench. Transformers 4.
Transformers 4, I play Cade Yeager. I play a young single dad trying to raise a teenage daughter. I'm also an inventor. And I'm a very ordinary man trying to survive a very extraordinary set of circumstances.
Right.
Can I get some radio work? Can I get some voice?
Seriously,
Do
you like the sound of it?
I never hear my voice.
I like it when you go do the really deep, when you're selling the film there. It's like, he plays a character.
Let's try it. Hang on a second.
What if they like a really deep British accent, though, you know?
No,
like
it works
Ray
more.
Winston.
I think, Ray Winston. I think it works more with the kind of the American thing. Like, say what your character is again.
Daniel Lugo. Oh, damn, I sound like a Transformer.
You want to do those...
Cade Yeager. I am Optimus
Rated
Prime.
R. That's what you want to
yes.
do.
Yes.
Can I be your agent?
Story of a man. It was a time of war. In the time before times.
Yeah. To be honest, you don't really need to do the voiceover because you're kind of in the films.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And well, also...
Fallback plan.
You never know. Ted 2, is that happening?
Ted 2 is happening. We start shooting in May.
Right. Hey, my friend here did an interview with Mila Kunis, and it got 11 million views on the internet.
Nice.
And he mostly talked to her about beer, girls, and his football team.
Yeah, Watford Football Club. Have you ever heard of them?
Who?
Watford.
Watford, no.
Watford.
Watford Football, no.
They're not the best, but if you ever in the UK you want to go see some football... I'm not selling it that well by saying they're not, but I'm being honest.
And also, Mila was kind of more interested than Mark is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get to see, like, football in the UK when you come here, or soccer, as it would be? Or
yeah, soccer, no.
Are you not keen on soccer?
No.
No, fair enough.
I think that went well.
You won't like Watford then?
No. a lot of our younger listeners won't know that you, in your previous life you were a model, and also, not previous life, but you know what I mean, a long time ago, and also a respected rapper.
Yeah, I don't know how respected, but...
Do you look back on that and think, did that happen? No,
not some of my fondest memories of my career, but you know, certainly it's all kind of part of who I am. And
does it never come back when maybe you're like drunk at the Christmas party or something like that?
Sorry, yeah, I can still do the rap.
Here we go.
Oh, we mess around and rap all the time. You know, we definitely have loads of fun. That's for sure.
Can you do a rap still?
Can I do a rap?
Yeah. Right now?
Yes.
Would you?
No.
I really thought I was getting there, then it didn't happen. Damn it.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll just jump into it before the interview's over. We'll
okay, good. Finally, what's happening with the Entourage movie? Is that a thing? Is that going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been just, you know, putting the deals together. And hopefully, I think Jeremy's still shooting his series here.
Yes.
But hopefully, and everybody's schedule will come together around
Have
October.
You seen him in Mr. Selfridge?
I haven't.
You should get involved in that. You can do the English accent and everything.
Yeah. What should I do in it?
Is it be working at Selfridge's and speaking like this, Mark?
I like that idea. I like
yeah. And Jeremy speaks like this. I am Mr. Selfridge.
Is that how he talks?
Oh, yeah. With, yeah. with his arms wide open. It's definitely different.
Oh.
But I don't know. I don't know what Mark Wahlberg would be in Mr. Selfridge.
Security guard.
To be no,
no.
It's Mark Wahlberg. They'd love to have him. He can't just be a security guard.
Well, no, because I mean, you know, stacked.
So, how much of that stuff, you know, like in the series, everyone loved that show. How much of that stuff actually happened, or was it just a kind of thing that they had to invent for the show? Because it's obviously it's supposed to loosely be based on your life as an up and coming movie star.
Yeah, loosely. Well, there is a lot of real stuff in there, whether it's stuff that happened with me or other guys in the business.
Hangers on.
Yeah, and then there's also and other actors and other movie stars and but you know it's some things come you know. The writer certainly had creative liberty. And then, you know, some things were loosely based on my life or other people's lives.
Yeah, it's a great show. So when do you think we'll get the movie?
The movie will probably, if we shoot it in October, it will probably be out in the summertime.
Wow. Next.
Yeah, next summer.
Wow. Well, listen, everyone, go and see Two Guns because it's great. Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington together. And thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mark.
It. All right, give me a beat, man. Give me a beat. Give me a beat. Give me a beat.
God.
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
the beat was whack, man. The beat was whack.
Otherwise, if we had a beat, you know.
Rubbish.
Thank you, guys.
Rubbish. It was so near. Right, we're now frantically searching for Marky Mark's song. That's what he was called when he was a rapper, Marky Mark. You might not have heard it before. It was years ago. But seeing as he wouldn't rap when he came in.
It's a bit like Chrissy Chris, isn't it?
Same. What he doesn't realise is that here at Radio 1, we've got access to pretty much every song in the whole world. It's out there still. I'm going to find it for you in a minute. Thank you, Mark Wahlberg. Okay, I found it.
The Mark Wahlberg song.
Yeah, sing as he wouldn't rap for us because our beat was whack. That's not him.
I was going to say.
That's not him. That's just a sample. So this song, I think, is from 1990. Oh. Why not? Don't know who 1990... And here's Mark Wahlberg off of Hollywood rapping. The vibration's good like sun kissed. Many want to know who done this. Mark, and I'm here to move you. Rhymes and prove you. And I'm here to prove to you. So we can party on the positive side of all positive vibes. Come along for the ride. Thinking you feel my rhythm is my occupation. So feel the vibration. That's actual Dirk
wow.
Diggler.
Wow. Feel it,
feel it. It's not a career highlight for him, he said. Have you heard this before?
No, this is incredible.
That's Mark Wahlberg. That's not him. The one where he rhymed sun-kissed with something else, that was him. Can we hear a bit more? Because I think it could get worse. Oh, no.
Sounds like an old Casio keyboard or something.
His dancing on this is quite spectacular. You want to look this up when he gets to
work? Video?
Marky Mark. Donnie D's on the backup. Drug free, so put the crack up. No need for speed, I'm anti D-R-U-G-G-I-E Mark. Okay, bye.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Okay, so it's Scott versus Chris coming up, and today we're not quite sure who wins because it's Silence the Coffee Shop where we go in separately. None of us have, neither of us have heard what each other has done, and we shout something really loud. Will the place go silent? But we need someone to judge which goes quietest and therefore who wins the challenge.
And probably who's the most outrageous to make it happen, a mixture. Yeah.
So if you want to call me, if you want to be a judge today, I've tried to get a hold of Emma Bunton. Denise Van Outen's not answering. Even Joe Brand off of Splash is not keen. So if you want to be on 03700 100 100, 03700 100 100, all I need you to do is judge Scott versus Chris today because I'm obviously going to say that mine's the best and he's going to say his is the best. So we need an independent adjudicator, please. BBC Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily.
Surprising amount of people have now decided to download that Mark Wahlberg song.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, no.
I don't think we can encourage this kind of thing.
No, no.
It would be an amazing coincidence.
I didn't say download it, did I?
No, absolutely not. But it would be an amazing coincidence and I think hilarious if it did end up in the charts.
Yeah. Lyle to Jamila on Sunday. And number 39, it's a new entry for Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. That can't happen.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott versus Chris. Challenge 3.
So here we go. It's a challenge between Scott, that's me, and Chris, that's him.
Hi.
On Monday, we did the ordering food not on the menu challenge. We both went to a cafe, took it in turns to order stuff that clearly wasn't on the menu. And I won! You just bottled it at the end and ordered spaghetti bolognese. Couldn't think of any, could you?
No, I just completely ran out.
And then yesterday, the challenge was to go out separately out onto the streets and ask people what their favourite pie was, doing a pie survey. But you just got to keep them there for as long as possible. So you just go, what's your second favourite pie? What's your third favourite pie? Fourth, fifth. Continue until they walk off or get bored or say, I'm not doing it anymore.
I smashed that one out of the park. I got, what was it, like 28 or
28
like?
Favourite pies from one person. Today, it's Scott versus Chris, challenge 3.
This is the best one so far as well.
Today, it's Silence the Coffee Shop. So we haven't heard each other's ones. We both separately yesterday went to two different coffee shops and tried to silence them. You know, like in movies where someone normally gets up out of their chair and there's kind of a chat, there's kind of a buzz going on with loads of people chatting in the coffee shop. Then one person just goes, bam, slams their hand on the table, gets up and shouts something like, I can't think of one now.
It's a bit like that moment, you know, it's a bit who, but that moment in EastEnders where cats say, I'm, you know, you're not my mother. Yes, I am. Yeah, that sort of thing.
And the whole place goes quiet. Or does it? So we're going to find out. So who wins today is whose coffee shop goes the quietest after we've stood up and shouted what we want to say. Now, we obviously are going to think that our ones are the best, each of us. So we need a judge. So that's why I asked for you lot to get involved. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
All right. Are you working today?
Yes, working later on about 9:30.
What do you do?
I waitress and lifeguard.
You're a
at
waitress
the same time?
And a lifeguard?
Yeah.
Hello.
Not at the same time.
That would be impressive if you could.
Yeah.
Like with a tray of drinks and fishing someone out of the water.
Yeah.
Definite Baywatch style.
Where do you lifeguard?
Triangle in Burgess Hill.
Is that one with all the slides?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so waitressing today, you're our judge because obviously I'm going to think mine's the best, he's going to think his is the best. So you need to listen carefully to these, right?
Yeah.
We both try and silence the coffee shop by saying one phrase and getting the rest of the coffee shop to go quiet.
Okay.
Okay.
Who do you think's going to win this?
Now that would be telling, wouldn't it?
No, you see, okay. I like you, you're impartial.
So you need to listen carefully, you can't be biased. You're like our Louis Walsh today.
Can I be more like Simon Cowell?
No, in fact you remind me of a young Louis Walsh.
No, I swear Simon Cowell.
You're so Louis Walsh.
Yeah.
I'm deducting a point for that.
You've got the same hair as Louis Walsh.
No, I'm definitely deducting a point from that.
I can't believe Louis leaving X Factor.
I can.
Is he?
Yeah, 10 years. He's the best bit about it.
That's true.
He is. Think about it.
He's not, though.
Okay,
is he?
Let's just think about X Factor without Louis Walsh. It would be rubbish. He provides all the entertainment. It wouldn't be better, though. You think that, but when you see it without him, you will miss him. Who else is going to look after the bands that aren't good enough?
That's true. Like Jedward.
Yes. Yeah. Or Wagner. Who's going to actually take that seriously? No one. And sometimes they end up being the best bit of the show. It's going to be too serious and bland otherwise. I'm telling you, you'll miss him.
Is that one of those situations where you don't know what you've lost till it's gone?
100%.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Because as much as you go, oh, Louis Walsh, what's he doing on there? Like, who doesn't tune in for his, like, ill-advised haircut?
And silly comments.
And his ridiculous comments. And also his... Sometimes a little bow tie when it gets towards the final.
That's part of
the entertainment of X Factor. He's always been there. Anyway, today you are our young Louis Walsh, so it's Silence the Coffee Shop. So I'm going to play Chris's first. So Chris goes into a coffee shop yesterday, chooses his moment. There's a bit of chatting going on, is there?
Yeah. It's the normal hustle and bustle you'd expect with a busy coffee shop in London.
But will he manage to silence it with what he's about to say? So where are you? You just kind of stood there ready, waiting to go, are you?
Yeah.
Just picturing the scene.
I ordered my coffee.
Okay. So here he is. Here's Chris trying to silence the coffee shop.
Why won't you accept that I've only got three nipples? I don't see what the problem is. It's only three nipples!
Oh, okay. Why did you do it three times?
I really wanted...
That's really awkward.
See, my technique was to pretend to be on the phone during that one.
Oh. I heard that there's a guy going, ha, 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 and then there's clearly a bloke going, it's got to be a dare. Listen. Listen carefully.
It's only three nipples!
It's got to be a dare.
Heard that, yeah.
Okay, so you've got three nipples. Why wouldn't you accept that I've only got three nipples? It did kind of go quiet.
Yeah, it definitely went quieter.
Let's hear it once more.
Why won't you accept that I've only got three nipples?
Oh, awkward. Okay.
Awkward.
So that's Chris's one. Do you want to hear my one?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm in a coffee shop. I've chosen my phrase. Now I've just got to wait for my time. That moment where you're just waiting to say it is the worst. You just want to get it over and done with and get out as quickly as possible. Okay, so here's me trying to silence it. Here we go.
Your brother.
And everyone starts talking again. So that was, and that's because I'm in love with your brother.
That's a great one.
Oh no.
Well, that's because I'm in love with your brother.
Oh, definite awkward silence.
Okay, so between those two, me being in love with your brother and Chris with three nipples, who managed, in your opinion, your independent opinion, Becky, to silence the coffee shop the best?
I think that was definitely Scott.
Aww. Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes!
Scott wins.
Now, I haven't paid you to do this, have I? I haven't said... We don't know each other.
No, not at all.
Right, thank you. Just clearing that up.
So you're ahead now. You're
going
to be 2-1 up.
2-1 up to me. Thank you very much, Becky Louis Walsh.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott versus Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's the matter? Your chicken tastes like pork? You have triplets instead of twins? Does your food taste plastic?
Wait for it.
Granddaddy, I think I want to dance.
I don't even know.
No.
Don't even ask me what it means. I don't know. I just like it. The end is weird. But Erin says, when it came on, I started dancing. What's it called again? It's Janelle Monáe, Dance Apocalyptic. Kaylee from Newark says, try not dancing to this. It's impossible. It's quite a good morning tune, I think. That is Janelle Monáe. And it's my big thing this week. It's called Dance Apocalyptic. She's got an album out on 9th of September called The Electric Lady. And even President Barack Obama likes her.
Really?
I don't know whether he's a fan of that song, but he's said it before that he's a big fan of hers.
I think that's the thing. I can't imagine Obama sort of dancing to that.
Definitely Michelle, though.
Oh, she'd love it. Yeah.
Yes. 26th of August, that's out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris, this weekend, talk me through it.
What do you want to know?
I want to know what you're doing.
I'm not sure I should say.
I want to know.
So my sister is getting married this weekend.
Which, Usher.
And yeah, I am Usher.
You're not Usher, you are an Usher.
So thinking about getting like an Usher haircut and stuff like that. And,
what is that?
Well, I suppose it's...
What, Usher back in the day? What, trams?
Yeah. generally, I just would like to know what's going on with it. Not been an Usher before.
So where have you got with it so far?
Well, so I've got a suit on order, which is like a uniform for me and some of the other lads.
Okay, so that's been done, has it? Because that was my first thing. Because I was looking this up yesterday after you told me.
Yeah, that's been done.
It needs to be the same suit as the groom and best man.
Okay, well, I'm not like a principal usher in the sense that there's no speeches that I have to do, I think.
No, but any usher, I think you have to be the same.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the ushers must follow the groom and best man in their choice of attire. If a groom is going to wear a morning suit, chances are his usher will have to as well. Is it a morning suit?
Do I have to dance with one of the bridesmaids?
Is it a morning suit?
I don't know. I actually don't know what you're talking about. What's the difference between the morning... It's a suit. I mean, it's...
Is your pocket square or cummerbund the same as the groom?
What's a cummerbund?
I've got another checklist. Hang on.
Where are you getting this stuff? Look, anyway, I'm going to be an usher. It's going to be an emotional day because it's my sister's wedding.
You have to memorise all the guest names.
Do I?
And the seating plans in the church.
They have said, and I've got to go to something called a wedding rehearsal on Thursday.
Rehearsal?
This is what I think as well, because surely there's a real danger here that she's going to accidentally get married if you have a rehearsal. And then it's like, what's the point of the act?
When's the rehearsal?
Is it like everything? In these wedding rehearsals, what happened? Not been to one. So does it all stay the same except you're just forced not to say I do?
I don't know. If anyone knows, I'm sure lots of people will have rehearsals. Maybe you could text 81119.
I'd also like to hear from any ushers, any previous ushers, advice, tips, that kind of thing. There we go. Is that how I enter the church? Something like that.
Also, you have to greet everyone as they come into the church.
Yeah. Usher.
You have to hand a flower out to everyone on arrival.
No, I don't.
You do. That's what it says.
Really?
Yep. And also, it is... Do you know everyone's name and the seating plan?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, you need to do that. You know, that has to be memorised.
And then, I suppose, the other bits of kind of jobs, is it not just taking the groom to one side and just sort of giving him some advice about the world and stuff like that? Do I need to do that?
What do you mean?
No? Do I not...
Saying
is that
what?
Not my job?
Telling him what?
Sort of like, you don't have to... Even though it is my sister, you don't have to do this. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're meant to be the voice of... Sort of, look, I can drive you away.
If you want to back out now, it's fine.
Do it now.
We can, like, there's a car out there. The engine's already running. That kind of thing.
We can sort everything out later. It's a bit awkward, though, because it is my sister.
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, if I did then drive him away, I probably wouldn't be that happy with him.
Also, it's tradition that all the ushers together, how many are there? Do you know?
I think there's quite a few.
They all together, they sing the first hymn, stood at the front, like all together in a row. Do you know what hymn you're doing?
It sounds a little bit sort of Jersey Boys that or something.
No, it
like
is.
That.
That's it's exactly what it is.
Musical theatre.
Do you know what your hymn is?
No, I don't know.
Oh, wow. But you have memorised all their names?
No, I don't. Honestly.
And it is a morning suit.
It's a suit. But look, either way, I'm going to be an usher. It should all go fine. I don't know. What's the rules with the first dance? Is that my...
Do you have to dance with the bridesmaid?
Is that my gig?
Do you? Really? What, in what kind of way?
Slow dance with a random bridesmaid.
Do you know who the bridesmaids are?
No.
Can you pick the best one? Is that allowed?
No.
Is it like a lucky dip?
You'll do.
Is it like the FA Cup draw? Number three?
Oh, it's excellent, because loads of ushers are on now.
Any advice?
Yeah, there's loads. Okay, good. We'll have you sorted by the end of the show. Professor Green's just tweeted, all this conversation is not helping me out right now.
What do you mean?
Us? No. Just talking about weddings. Stresses him out. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry.
Getting married, isn't it? I think.
Well, he's not got to be an usher, so it's no stress for him, is
he? He is getting married. I haven't just announced that out of turn, have I? Mm. Oh, he is good. Oh, no! No, they're engaged. Millie, yeah, okay. What are people saying?
Well, there's...
You have to shout people's names as they arrive.
Someone's
apparently
saying that as people arrive in the church, you've got to sort of go, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Peterson, York, their names and where they're from, and if they've got a title, that kind of thing. I don't know. James Swatham. That kind of thing, you know?
Just shout that out.
Apparently. And another person's... I mean, this is another thing. Someone's text in saying, if it's raining, make sure the church aisle has been dried out before the bride comes in. I mean, come on.
So Chris is
cleaner.
Usher, Chris is a cleaner at this weekend's wedding for his sister. Usher. Also, you need to be on hand to help people all the time.
Yeah.
So people need to know that you're involved in the wedding party. Do you know how you do that?
How do you do that?
Just look this up. One way you can do that is by your boutonnieres. Yeah, all men have to wear matching ones. Boutonnieres.
And what are they?
I don't know. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning to you.
Have you just been an usher?
I've just been a best man, but I've got a list with the best man and the usher responsibilities.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, what do you want to hear? The ushers?
Yeah.
Okay, right, so top to bottom, we've got... It's quite long, but...
Okay, I'll just keep going until I get bored.
Okay, ushering people into the room for the ceremony, ensuring rows are filled from the front, moving back, no big empty spaces.
From the front to the back.
From the front, it's like an example.
It's like an example game.
From the front to the back! From the front to the back! Just think example, you'll be fine. Okay, yeah, what else?
Checking that the music is played at the right time before the ceremony, during the signing off of register.
What music?
I bang a hit in, do I? Like...
What music?
Hold on. Don't go.
Hello?
Is he still there?
I'm here.
Oh, thank God.
What are you on about?
What music?
The music when they go down the aisle, I suppose.
You've got to play that.
I haven't got to play that, have I?
No pressure, yeah. What else?
Ushering people for photos according to when, where photographer wants them.
Yes, I've seen that happen. You've got to do that.
You've got to make sure the cake's there, okay?
The cake?
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
I haven't organised a cake. Should I have?
Is the cake his responsibility?
I don't think my brother's wedding's like every normal wedding, though.
Well, you say that.
So what?
What about if everyone turns up and he's supposed to organise the cake and there's no cake?
I have not sorted a cake, Ben.
Or a song to play when they walk down the aisle.
This is a problem.
What else?
Greeting people and showing them to their seats.
Yeah, that's fine. He can do that.
Okay. Help move guests around to and where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's fine. Next.
You got to check the DJ's turned up.
Well, I'm the DJ, you've just said.
Are you the DJ now?
No.
Oh.
But you just said that I've got to play a song in the... Do you mean for the reception bit?
That's for the evening.
Yeah.
Are you the evening DJ?
No.
Oh.
Wasn't invited.
You've not been invited to the evening?
No, I've been invited to the evening bit. No. What I mean is I was not asked to DJ.
Okay. Anything else we should know about?
There's just a couple more. Joining bride and groom on the dance floor with a bridesmaid halfway through the first dance.
Yes. Okay, that's fine. You can do that. Yeah. Anything else?
Getting the women together for throwing the bouquet.
Oh, my God, there's loads.
This is
right,
stupid.
I'll get the rest of the list off air for you. Thank you very much. Thanks, Ben.
All right.
Cheers,
Ben.
Love you, bye. It's gone. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Now, tomorrow on this show, at this time, there will be innuendo bingo. And this kind of ties in, actually, because we're hearing rumours that this lot, who are going to be on bingo tomorrow, are going to be in Sharknado 2. Oh, God. It's Jedward.
Okay. Now, do you want to explain some of the... background to the idea that we had that we'd get Jedward on an innuendo bingo because we thought it would be funny.
I thought John and Edward would be great as a three-way innuendo bingo. So we've been trying for this for a couple of weeks. We haven't mentioned it yet because it's been very confusing. There have been some very confused emails and phone calls going on between here and Ireland. And I believe that they are going to turn up tomorrow to play innuendo bingo.
See, what seems to be tricky about this is the dealings that we're having is with Jedward's mum.
Yeah, Mama Jedward.
Am I right?
Follow her on Twitter.
That? Because she's now the mama, she's the boss.
She's the manager. Like when the cheeky girl sacked off their management and got their mum involved instead, that the weird mum from Transylvania. The same's happened now with John and Edward. So we're dealing with their mum, and she seems lovely, but I don't think she really quite gets the concept of innuendo bingo or where they need to be or what time. So is that where we're at so far? So you might hear Jedward at 9:45 tomorrow.
Who have we had on the show today, Scott?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Hollywood A-lister.
Tari.
And tomorrow we might have Jedward.
Jedward at 9:45. So keep listening. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning, Sarah Cox.
Oh, good morning, Scott Mills. Have you got a middle name? I was going to give you... Oh, really?
Yours is Joanne.
Yeah, because everyone was calling their baby Sarah Jane.
So how do I know that?
Mum thought she'd be out there and go for Joanne instead.
You both share...
is yours Joanne?
Some, no, he d- but it's a female name.
Mine's
isn't
Helen.
Yeah.
Margaret. I love the theme tunes for the cars and that, for the electric cars.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Mine's Robert, if you care.
Oh, is it? That's nice. Scott
is it not Helen?
Scott Bob. Bob?
No, it's not Helen.
I thought, Scotty Bob.
Scott Helen Mills.
I thought that's why you wanted the Swedish House Mafia letters, because it was SHM.
If Steve or Sebastian or any of the other Mafia are listening, I still want the letters from your gigs. Do you know about this?
No.
You know when Swedish House Mafia play live? And they don't anymore. They have massive SHM letters behind them.
Of course
they
do.
And I want them for my student gigs.
Oh. And but it's actually, mobile discos. And
If I change my middle name to Helen, that'll work.
Yeah, get them. They'll just be in Ingrosso's garage. Well, I think he's got a lock-up, actually.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
In Derby. So just
he'd be amazing on that Storage Hunters show, wouldn't
he? Yeah, he would.
Ingrosso.
Yeah. So... Hey,
exciting times.
What?
There's a fire drill at 10:15.
Oh, God.
Has an email gone round?
An email's gone round. We have to get an emergency CD ready.
Do you know what, though? When I was at school, when they did do the fire drill, it was an exciting time.
It still excites me. It's an hangover from school, I think, where it's still quite exciting.
I think so, because we all had to leave our lessons and go out onto the field.
Yeah.
And seriously, those few minutes were
You'd
great.
Always get told off, though, because someone were running and you didn't. And the headmaster was standing there going, none of you were quick enough. You'd all be dead by now.
Or you'd run out shouting. you got really excited and ran out shouting, fire!
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Really ham it up.
That doesn't happen here. If the emergency CD goes on, it's still Outcast, Hey Ya. It has been for about 10 years.
Yeah.
If you ever hear, 1, 2, 3, go, my baby don't, you know to get
about
out.
Something's gone 10. Wrong. Yeah.
They haven't renewed it, I don't think. So tomorrow,
yes.
I hate to put you on standby, but can we for Innuendo Bingo?
has there been a cancellation?
No, not a cancellation.
I don't mind. Like 3/5 of my career is based on people being ill or on holiday or having babies. I embrace it. I embrace the disease because it pays my rent. That new the new roof. We've booked the roofers.
You got the roof.
Yes.
Thanks, Fern.
Thanks, Fern's offerings.
Yeah. No, tomorrow we've got a situation. We don't know whether Jedward are going to turn up or not.
Oh no! Well, I'll be on standby. I'm going to bring in my curling brush. I've got treat myself to a new hot brush for the festival season.
What's that, please?
Cordless.
Just spending right now.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Roof hot brush.
It's got a little gas canister in bottom. Pop that in. Heats up a little curling brush just to sort your fringe out. Have a go of it tomorrow if I need it. Yeah. Well, Jedward would be more fun though. But how are you going to spray that? You're going to have to.
Do you know what they? I'm going to get them really bad. Mm. Like,
yeah.
Seriously, I know that sounds really sinister, but I am...
You're well up for it, aren't you?
They're going to get wet.
Tomorrow, we have another Scott versus Chris challenge. It's round 4 tomorrow, and Jedward play Innuendo Bingo at 9:45, hopefully. See you tomorrow from 6:30.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.